G'day, g'day.
Thank you very much for your time. 2021, I'm sure, can't come quick enough. How is pre-season coming along?
Yeah, look, the boys had a bit of a different pre-season this year, everyone coming back after Christmas. Normally, we just get one or two come back after Christmas due to international duties or due to being very old and having many pre-seasons under their belt. But we decided to bring the whole squad back after Christmas. And look, we couldn't have been happier with, number one, how the boys come back to training. So it obviously showed that they did a bit of work to make sure that we weren't starting on the back foot in January. The boys had got some K's in the legs, so came back in pretty good nick. And the boys have just been building on it. So it's been a real encouraging preseason.
Now, recently, of course, within the last 24 to 36 hours, right, that you're going to have a trial game in Albury against Newcastle that was scheduled for Casey Fields down in the Dandenong area, towards the Dandenong Carrum Downs area, but that's obviously been now moved to the Albury area. Is that going to throw a spanner in the works in relation to preparation?
Oh, look, for us, it doesn't really. Like, in terms of the game, look, we've always had the mentality we play anyone, anywhere, under any conditions. And I think what we did in 2020, you know, being based on the Sunshine Coast and playing everywhere but Melbourne, has really showed that. But what we're most disappointed about is the fact that, you know, we can't play in front of our fans, our long-suffering fans who had to unfortunately watch a premiership from their couches, that they couldn't be a part of it. And we were really excited as a club to be able to play in front of our home fans in Melbourne. We haven't done that since September 2019. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And for Newcastle to refuse to come down and play us, I think, is really disappointing. Look, it's disappointing for us as the players and the Melbourne Storm staff. But, you know, it's the fans and our members and all that sort of stuff. They're the ones that have really been shortchanged by this.
Take us through hub life last year, Ryan, as to how hard it was for you as a club and maybe you personally, as to how it sort of, yes, it combined the group, and hopefully that led towards a little bit of going towards that premiership that was so gratefully received by all Victorians, because obviously last year we did it really, really tough, and you said that we haven't been at the game since 2019 September. So from a hub life perspective last year, what was that like? Because it's hard for us to see on the outside, not looking in.
Yeah, look, it's all relative, because, you know, we weren't at home, we weren't doing, you know, we had to move our whole families, a lot of people sacrificed, but in the end, we were staying in the resort on the Sunshine Coast.
Yep.
The people of Victoria were doing it a hell of a lot tougher than us. So it was our whole mentality. It's like, what we're dealing with being up on the Sunshine Coast, if you take a step back, if you zoom out and look at the situation, we weren't in a bad situation.
Yep.
The people of Victoria were in the bad situation. We definitely didn't let the privilege of what we had of us being able to, number one, be able to do our jobs, and number two, to be able to leave the state in a dire situation that it was in. So, first and foremost, if you look at it relative to what was happening with Victoria, we didn't do it tough at all. We really didn't, and that's why it was very important for us to acknowledge what the people of Victoria were going through throughout the season, and having that V on our jersey, it was just a reminder and reinforcement that understand the privilege that we've been given to be able to, I suppose, live our lives compared to the people of Victoria, what they were going through. But look, in terms of the rugby league, it was tough in some ways, but great in other ways. It was a great, you know, every club wants to be known as a family club.
Yep.
And a lot of times when you're based at home, it's hard to get things organised. People have other commitments. But with us based as all in the one spot with families, I think, you know, there were something like 30 partners of players and staff, and there was 35 kids running around. It was a tremendous sort of thing, and it brought everyone together. We got a school started. Jerome Hughes' partner is a teacher. She started the school. One of the staff's partners, she started the kindy for the kids that were going to go into school this year. So we did everything we could to manage it. And in the end, for the players, look, they just did their job and did what they could, but it was a sacrifice from the families that that really stood up for us.
And trust us, from a Victorian perspective, watching the Melbourne Storm every weekend was a blessing. Well, I can say that because I'm a huge Melbourne Storm fan. The boss, Craig Bellamy, is he pretty calm at the moment?
Yeah, he is. Well, he's got nothing to blow up about. We haven't played any games yet, so But look, Craig, I think Craig's really encouraged in the pre-season with how the players came back and has put us in good stead, because, you know, it was a real change for Craig's approach, given the extended break and starting after Christmas. So being a warrior that he is, he was it was a bit concerned with how the players came back, but it was just great to see that his trust got repaid. And look, well, I think everyone, all 16 clubs, are looking good this time of year, because no one's really played a game. But look, the pre-season, we're getting plenty out of it, and I think we're where we want to be in terms of preparation. Obviously, it's going to be a different season for us without Cameron, and we know the players that we're going to have in that number 9 jersey are going to do the job. And yeah, there's a responsibility when you pull on a Melbourne Storm jersey, is that you do your job, and you do your job well, regardless of other situations.
Ryan Hoffman from the Melbourne Storm joins us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Ryan, just very quickly, some of the new players in the squad that we could look out for through 2021?
Yeah, we had a couple of signings. Remus Smith, we signed him from the Bulldogs. He's a tall sort of strapping outside back. He's quite big, sort of in the Sulimo mould, some people are saying, but he reminds me a bit more of Matty King, to be honest, just with, you know, long arms and a big body. Then we've got George Jennings, outside back. We got him from Parramatta, but he also spent a bit of time at the Warriors last year. We've got some really good young kids coming through. Young Dean Iremia, he's a Victorian kid. He's really impressed in the pre-season, got to put himself up. And same with Trent Liero. He's a back row from the Sunshine Coast. And they're two young kids that unfortunately didn't play footy last year, but they're putting themselves in the frame for first grade but by how they've trained over the past 18 months.
Now, you may or may not be able to answer my final question, Ryan, just because this moving beast known as the coronavirus. But at this stage, as we're talking today on a Saturday afternoon, how are discussions going with the Storm and, say, the Victorian government in relation to potential crowds for round one against the Rabbitohs as we talk today? Because obviously tomorrow it could change.
Yeah, look, as it stands right now, crowds will be coming. We'll be playing the South round one on a Thursday night at Amy Park, and we'll have crowds here. I think, we've got a few pre-seasons. I know the Victory are playing tomorrow on Sunday, and they're playing against, funnily enough, the Newcastle Jets, who didn't see any problems coming down. But I know they're going to have a crowd, so I don't see any reason why we won't be having a crowd. We've been assured by the NRL that, barring an absolute catastrophe, we'll definitely be playing round one Thursday night against the Bunnies in front of our fantastic Melbourne Storm supporters.
Hey, Ryan, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and let's catch up sooner rather than later.
Absolute pleasure. No worries.